Recording.
Hello all once again. Thanks for the introduction. So, yeah. I would like to brief you out about the language, as how most of you said that it's ancient, oldest, and you'd like to sing bhajans, mantras and everything. So, I'll just give you some of the facts that I know. So, yeah, every language has got its own structure or a set of sounds associated to the language. So Sanskrit is really the same, but it has got its own peculiarity that we call, even in the sound system, the structure of the language, with all of those. So usually when you start learning a language, you will first learn the alphabets or sounds. As you learn the letters that give rise to words, and with the words you make sentences and then paragraphs or stanzas, or then you can read literature, etc. So during the course, we will first learn to pronounce and feel each sound in the Sanskrit language, each vowel, each consonant, where it exactly starts, how does it should sound properly. So, and then we will get into writing the language. We will get introduced to the script called Devanagari, and then we will get into basic grammar that is useful to understand the structure and conversation, so that you will be able to read simple stories, or you yourself can come up with stories. So Sanskritam, the word Sanskritam means it is a perfected system or a refined one, which is well structured. As you all said, it is really ancient, it is older, it is the oldest, and technically it was originated in the Indian subcontinent. So it has got relations with Greek, Latin and many other European languages. Actually, the oldest known literature or the Veda is the Rig Veda. Itself is really structured, so which means it was not developed only during that period of time. It was already well refined, which means it should have been existing already, even before that. So the origin itself is not really known. It has got a huge literature, as every one of you said. But during the last centuries, many of those have been destroyed. But still, the amount of literature that are existing today itself is huge. Regarding the kinds of literature, we have got a lot of spiritual texts. We have got three major philosophies of the Bharat, which is Dvaita, Advaita and Vishishta Advaita. And every acharya pertaining to that sect have given a lot of bhashyas. Bhashyas means commentaries to that particular text. You've got Yoga Sutras, you've got so many mantras, you've got Puranas, Upanishads, epics, Mahabharata and Ramayana. And not only just that, we've got science texts like physics, chemistry, medicine, mathematics, even the surgical techniques are also being written. So peculiarity, I would say, like every language in India, if you take the name of the language, it is mostly regional. See, I'm from Tamil Nadu, I speak Tamil. So you can, right from the region that I say, you can guess, okay, I'll be speaking Tamil. And similarly, if somebody is from Bengal, you can say the person speaks Bengali. But Sanskritam is something not specific to a region, but it is universal. It is also known as Devavani, which means the language of gods. So no wonder it is highly logically structured and well refined, and the name is really apt to call it Sanskritam, as I said earlier, which means really refined and well prepared. So learning a language means you should be able to listen, read, speak and write. So while listening and reading are inputs, speaking and writing are the outputs. Somehow over a period of time, the language has become confined to scriptural and scholarly use only, but it is actually not. You can very well converse fluently with a bit of practice. So ancient days, the practice was like it was only oral tradition. There were no writing business with the language, as you have to memorize, keep it in your mind and pass it on to the tradition. Later only the writing habit came into practice. So initially we will be learning the sound system, as I said, and then we will get into writing. So another unique feature of Sanskritam is that the etymology. For example, in English, if you say sit, if you say stand, if you say walk, probably you can associate for a couple of words with the Latin or Greek root words. But with Sanskritam, every word has got an etymology. We are fortunate to have the tradition still in practice. So etymology is something really important for the language that is to be known, so that you yourself can guess the word, get the name of the word, what it could be with the dhatu. Dhatu is the root or the root word, the etymological root. So fundamentally, we have got letters, and letters are divided into vowels and consonants. That is like every other language, but the only difference is we have got some logical structure in getting arranged with the words. We have got a specific logic that has been used. So, yeah, in English, how many vowels are there? Can someone say how many vowels are there in English language?
Five vowels.
Yeah, vowels are five. A, E, I, O, yeah. U. Yeah. But in Sanskritam, we have got 13 vowels. The letter A, it gets pronounced different with a different, like ant. In some places it comes as A, in some places as E, in some places as A, right? But in Sanskritam, we've got a specific sound for the every vowel that we utter, that we will get introduced in some minute on how to pronounce it properly. And can any of you explain whether there are any logical arrangements of alphabets in the language that we have been using? Like, for example, yeah, you can take English language, and can you say, is there any logical arrangement of alphabets?
I don't think there is any logical arrangement of the alphabet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're correct. So with this, with the language Sanskritam, the entire arrangement of sound is based on the following factors: the place of its production or pronunciation, the effort required to produce it, the duration for which it is produced, and the quality of the sound. So whenever we recite a sound, the air gets translated to sound. So when the air moves out through the vocal cord, it can be obstructed at different places in the mouth to produce different speaking sounds. So this is how the entire structure has been arranged, like how you produce the sound, how much effort you place, and what is the duration where the air gets obstructed and comes out as a proper sound. So this is all about the structure. So now I will share my screen with you to show a presentation with which we will go ahead with the class. Can you all see my screen? Yes.
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 So this has already been covered. Yeah. Fine. We've covered the meaning of Sanskritam, the peculiarity of being seen, sound system, structure, and all this we are going to see in a moment. So this picture gives you a brief idea on where all you use the sound system within your mouth. Your mouth itself has got a sound system that produces different kinds of sounds. So you see soft palate, the hard palate, hard bump, the base of the teeth, and the lips. So there are five positions technically to produce the sounds, different vowels, different consonants. And it goes. So gutturals, these are pronounced with the help of the throat. So you use the throat to produce these kind of these group of sounds. Next comes the palatals. When you use the jaw, then you will get these sound systems. The third position is the retroflex. So you have the mouth. When your tongue hits the roof of the mouth, just fold and try. Fold your tongue and try to touch the roof of your mouth yourself, and you will be able to feel. Able to do it?
Yes.
Yeah, so you just fold your tongue, touch the tip, touch the roof of the mouth, then whatever sound that produces out of this would be your retroflexal sounds. Then the dentals, with the help of the teeth and the labials. Labials are the sound that is produced with the help of the lips. So you will keep your lips together, or you know, with a oo kind of position to pronounce these letters. Alright. So let's try to practice it. Airline, can you try to pronounce the first word?
And the A?
No, the word, first word.
But.
But, right? And how do you dissect the letters within this? Like, what are all the sounds that you hear out of it?
The two lips meet together.
Okay, that is for B, right?
B.
That's fine. But the do you hear that sound?
Yes.
That is the first vowel. Can you try to pronounce it once? Alright? Is the first vowel. Can you try to pronounce second word?
Antaxica.
Okay. It's not the A sound has to be a. The purpose of this is to make you pronounce a properly, because you usually there will be a glide in the sound. A. Like that, right? So it is just a short vowel. Just you just blink your eye once, and that is the time taken to pronounce this word. That's it. America. America. yeah. Can you try to pronounce the third word?
Agile? I don't know.
It's not agile, it's agile.
Agile, yeah.
Yeah, this is English. The pronunciation, I'm intentionally changing it to make you pronounce the word Okay? Agile.
Agile.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. So practice this. Can I hear it from John?
For the
first
pronunciation?
Three, yeah. Sound.
But?
Yeah. But is not that. But.
But.
Yeah, can you pronounce just the very good. So, where do you think the sound comes from? And how does your tongue feel when you pronounce it is tensed or it is relaxed or it moves?
A little bit tense.
Is it tense?
Yeah.
When you say a, then it becomes tense. When you say it just hangs in between. It doesn't, you know, take properly. I mean, not necessarily it has to be really hard. You're just opening your mouth a bit in pronouncing a. That's it. Can you try to find from where the sound comes from? Like we saw five positions in the previous slide, right? Here. So there are five positions, right? Where do you think the sound is coming from?
The first one, soft palate.
This, right? You can actually keep your hand on your throat and feel the sound. You will just find the throat vibrating a bit.
Yes.
Yeah, good. All right, yeah, thank you. Rewind. Can you try to pronounce? Rewind, are you there? Alright then. Robert, can you try to pronounce?
The but? The ut?
Yeah.
But?
Sound. Ut? And see if you're able to feel the throat vibrating, if it is from the soft palate, and ut? See if your tongue is relaxed.
Yes, it seems like relaxed. Ut?
Yeah, it is just ut. Okay? Ut. Yeah, good. Mary, can you try?
But.
Very good. Yeah, but. Agile. America. America.
Agile.
Yeah.
Antarctica.
Yeah. All right, good. Jessica, can you try? Try if you are able to feel the sound being produced in your throat and see if your tongue is relaxed and normal without any intense effect onto your mouth. It's just, you're just opening your mouth a bit, not too much. And you're going to say, okay? Yeah, good, yeah. Ari, can you try?
But.
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 keep your hands on your throat and see if you're able to feel the sound produced, sound being produced.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. You're able to understand. Right?
Yeah.
Good, Dad.
So, the tongue is still...
Sorry?
The tongue is still doesn't move?
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't. Good. Yeah, good. Monica, can you try?
But,
Good. Good, Dad. Any of you have got questions here? Any doubts in producing the sound, particular vowel? Okay, I assume you have all understood. Can you please mute yourself? Align.
Please, can you do it for me?
Sorry?
Please mute for me, please. It usually comes from you. I'm not the one who mutes myself.
You're not able to mute yourself?
Yeah, I'm using a cell phone. I don't see
what to do. I'll do it.
Thank you.
Alright, yeah. Now, to use a... We have got the diacritical mark of writing it in lower case of A. So this is the diacritical mark. If you write lower case A, it represents the first vowel, A. So this will be helpful for you to read the transliterated versions. So we are... For now, we are symbolizing it as small a to understand this is a. So now the second alphabet is a will be for a single blink of your eye. A is for double blink of your eye. A, all, farm, harm, father. So, yeah, again, I will want each one of you to try and get the pronunciation correct before we move on to the next one. So, we'll go with the same order. Elan, can you try? Is the first that we learned. Now, we are learning okay?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Try to pronounce that and see if you're getting it right. You get the pronunciation right? You're able to understand it.
Yes. Farm.
Yeah. So for A, it will be just a bit of opening within your mouth. For A, it will be a bit more open.
Okay.
The mouth will open a bit more.
Okay.
So if you say it will be closed completely. Just stop the sound and open your mouth. That will be A. And further open, that will be A.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
John, can you try? No, it's not A. It's not there. Yeah, very nice. So again, you will feel the same kind of feel. The tongue will be relaxed here as well.
Yes.
No tension or anything. You're just opening your mouth and passing the air. That's it. That produces this sound. Alright?
Okay.
Yeah. Vivine, can you try? Yes. Ah. Once again.
Ah.
It's not it's ah. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, can you try again?
Oh, you just want us to do the capital A?
Yeah, just the capital A, and then small and capital together. Yeah, very nice. Are you able to feel the
yes,
sound?
Yes, I feel the difference between the sound that we make with the soft palate and the sound we make with the hard palate. That makes sense. And the breath feels different too.
Yeah, breath will be different, but the only thing is the position of the sounds are all the same. The only thing is the position of the mouth, it's only a bit open for a. For it's a bit more open.
So both of these sounds we make are coming from the soft palate?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so it's just the same.
Okay.
For today, we will be covering only one or two positions, because only if we practice that, we can move on to the next. Okay. So, technically, it produces the only throat vibrates when you pronounce. This is a short vowel, that is a long vowel of the A family, that's it. A family, I mean. Do you want to try again?
Which would you like me to try?
Both. Okay. Yeah, good. Robert, can you go ahead and try? Yeah. Both together once. Very nice. Yeah, good. Mary, can you try? Very nice. Good. Jessica, can you try? I guess. Ari, can you try? Yeah, that's fine. No, your sound is going different. It's not like that. Yeah, you got it. Are you able to feel the sound?
Yes, with the second one, the large air, the lips becomes a bit wider.
Yeah, you're correct. Yes.
Yeah.
You got it right.
Yeah. Please, after you mute me, please.
Sorry?
Do you mute me, please?
Yeah, I'll.
You can. Thank you.
Monica, can you try?
The capital A, and both A.
Once again, please.
The capital A, A.
No, that is not A. It is A. Capital A is A.
A.
Yeah. Small A is A. See, you're actually widening your mouth for A, is it? Horizontally?
For the capital?
Yeah.
I have to widen it more, you say?
No, you should not. It has to just open. Only that. You don't pull your jaw outside or your mouth to your right or left. So I hear a sound. Can you try again? Monica? Are you able to hear me, Monica? Hello?
Neither. Okay.
Yeah. Can you pronounce it, Monica, once again for me?
Yes?
Yeah, I'll pronounce once, hear and repeat it so that you'll get it right, okay? Say perfect. Yeah. Got it?
Thank you. Got it.
Your
Thank
mental.
You.
Yeah. Just feel the sound. Keep your hands on your throat, just palm on the throat, and see if the throat vibrates. And be cautious if your tongue is relaxed. And you just open, as I said, it will be closed. Your mouth is totally closed. It's within your mouth or the vocal cord the sound is getting produced. Once you stop that, just open a bit, there is a, and if you further open it, it just goes vertically. Alright, yeah. So there we go. To diacritically mark this, usually, we put a small lowercase a and a horizontal line over that. So that is one kind of diacritical mark that you will see in most of the text. Another way to represent a, which is a long vowel, is the capital A. So this is the diacritical font of writing a. So if you see lower A, it is A. If you see capital A, it is A. So you can try to write your names with this diacritical font and see how it is. Okay? Okay. Now we are moving on to the next sound, which is E. 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 Can Elaine try it first? E.
E, E.
Yeah.
E.
Can you read out the words in front of you?
Pink.
Pink. E. Ink.
Pink.
Yeah.
Ink.
That's nice.
Wink.
Yeah. Perfect.
Wink.
Mm-hmm.
Drink.
Mm-hmm.
Link.
Nice. So, E.
E.
You'll have to just widen your mouth a bit.
E.
And pronounce.
E.
E.
E. E.
Yeah. Are you able to understand it?
Yes.
Are you able to feel the sound?
So the tongue doesn't move. And you...
it doesn't. Even to the... it doesn't move. Yeah, you're correct.
The sound, like you are pushing the sound to the to your throat.
You're pushing the sound to the...
to the throat. Is that correct?
I could not hear you properly, pushing the sound to the, and then it fades
off. To the back of your mouth.
Yeah.
E.
E. E. Yeah.
E. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. John, can you try?
E.
Yeah. Can you try to read out the words in front of you?
Bing.
Mm-hmm.
Ing.
Mm-hmm. Ring. Okay.
Drink.
Mm-hmm.
Ling.
Mm-hmm. You get it?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. That's great. And then, Vivine, can you try?
E. Pink.
Yeah.
Ink. Wink. Drink. Link.
Yeah, very nice. So, are you able to feel the sound? You're able to understand?
Yes. And this is still soft palate?
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Robert, can you try?
E. Pink. Ink. Mm-hmm. Wink. Drink. Link.
Are you able to understand the sound?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. Wonderful. Mary, can you try?
E. Pink. Ink. Wink. Drink. Link.
Yeah. Able to understand the sound that it produces?
Yes.
Nice. Good. Jessica, can you try?
Yes, I have one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it more E or I?
Sorry, I couldn't get it. Is it more E or I? It's not I. It is E.
E. E. So it's I.
So just like how you said a, it's E.
Uh-huh. E.
It's not okay. E though. E. It takes one blink of your eye again.
I.
E.
E. E.
Yeah.
E?
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Because sometimes when they say, like, Shiva,
uh-huh.
I've heard that that's more, that's not quite the E sound. So
okay.
I got confused.
I get it. It's just one syllable. So one wink of the eye is the technical time it takes to utter the word.
Mm.
That is a shloka that explains how many, what is the duration that it is used. We call it hraswa.
Mm.
Hraswa means short vowel.
Mm.
Dirgha means long. Plita is further long. And so it's 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, or maybe more than that. So that's how the time duration goes.
Okay. So,
all right.
E?
E.
E.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who's next? You're Jessica, right? Jessica just now said it.
Yes, yes.
All right. Ari, can you try?
Pink. E. Ink.
It's not Wink. Pink. It's E. Pink. E.
E. Pink.
E. Yeah. Pink. E. Ink.
Ink. E. Wink. Drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Link. All right. Yeah.
Are you able to feel the sound, or you've got any doubts in pronouncing it?
No, no doubt in pronouncing. E.
All right.
E.
Yeah. So E. It's a short vowel.
Short vowel.
E. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Monica, can you?
Monica, can you?
Try.
Try.
Monica?
Sorry, I just got disconnected for a little bit.
No problem, I noticed it, yeah.
Thank you. So,
E?
E.
E?
Yeah,
E. It's okay. Alright, so the diacritical mark that we use to represent this particular vowel is small e. Just like small a, this is going to be small e. So far we have seen three vowels, a, a, e, okay. Next on list is the long form of the same vowel, which is e. Again, it takes two blink time of your eye to utter this word, like a, a, e, e. So again, we will go through one by one. Ellen, can you start?
E.
E, very nice. Can you try to pronounce all the four words together? A, a, e, e.
A, a,
Again, once again, please.
E-E.
All the four together?
E-E.
Good. Good try. Yeah. Do you have got any doubts in this?
No, but I think we really need to practice in order to get it smooth.
Wait, can you please come again? I couldn't follow you.
I think we really need to practice.
Yeah, so you have to.
Yeah, it's we can always, get smooth.
For example, your spelling or your name has got E, right?
Yes.
So try to pronounce your name. You've got E.
Elaine.
Yeah, Elaine. So Elaine. See if it is a short vowel or a long vowel, and how do you dissect your name with the pronunciation that we have learned today?
It's short, short E.
Yeah, you correct? Elaine.
Yeah.
It's also there. E, la, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And E. Elaine. E-la-in.
Elaine. So just. Yeah.
And this is also one peculiarity of Sanskritum where the la, you use L-A, right?
Yes.
So, to represent la, you have to use L-A. But in Sanskritum, every single word has got only one pronunciation. So, la itself is one particular word. So, if you convert that to Sanskrit, E-la-I-A line. Right? So, la will be represented by one single alphabet or word, which will be easier for us to pronounce it better. So, I'm just saying it as a fact to, you know, just you guys to know. Alright? So, I hope Elaine is clear now.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. John, can you try? You're welcome.
This one?
E. As in east, steal, feed, beat, lead. Right? Can you pronounce all the four together?
E.
Mm-hmm.
E. Steal. Feed. Beat.
No, it's beat. Not beat. It's beat. E. The elongation of E is there still. E.
E.
Yeah. Lead. Beat.
Beat. Lead.
Yeah. Can you try pronouncing all the four? E. Now, A is coming, right? One second. Just give me a minute. You're saying A. You're opening your mouth in horizontal way. Then the position of the sound production changes to hard palate.
Uh-huh.
So it's E. Only for E. In E, you have to just open your mouth in horizontal way, apart from opening it up.
Okay.
So I'll again say you the difference. What you pronounce is Okay. What it has to be is Are you able to understand the difference?
Yeah.
Can you try now? Now again, sound is coming. So wherever you place keep your mouth in the same position and make it a long vowel. You still are producing a sound. It has to be it's not E.
E.
Yeah, can you try once again? Just once.
Ah.
Very nice.
E.
Yeah. You got it?
Yeah.
Are you able to differentiate the sound?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Vivian, can you try?
E-E.
Yeah, E-E, east, as in feel. It's a long vowel of the E, okay? Can you try all four together? E-E.
E-E.
Once again, please.
E-E.
So, you're able to understand? You've got any doubts?
No.
Alright, yeah, good. Robert, can you try?
E-E.
Can you try reading the words once, Robert, for me?
East, steel,
okay.
Heat, beat, lead.
Can you pronounce the second word?
Steel.
It's not steel, it's steel. Eel.
Eel. Steel.
You tend to pronounce A in the mid. Maybe that's how the pronunciation actually is in English. But the idea is to make the E elongate. Okay? So it's E.
E. Steel.
E. Yeah. E. E.
E. E.
Yeah. Can you try all of them? E. E.
E.
Very nice. Any doubts with this? Or are you clear with this?
Just have to practice.
Yeah, just needs a bit of practice and then you'll be fine. Okay? Alright. Yeah. Mary, can you try?
E. E.
Good.
Four to E. E.
Very nice. Once again, please.
E. E.
Wonderful. Any doubts with this? Are you able to feel the differences and able to feel
yes.
the sounds?
Yes.
Good. Yeah, good. Jessica, can you try?
E. 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 E.
So for E, it has to be a bit elongated. E. E.
E. E.
Yeah. E, all the four together? E. E.
E. E.
Are you able to understand it?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, next. Arya, can you try?
Yeah. E.
Very nice. Can you please repeat it?
E.
Wonderful. Yeah.
For the E,
Monica?
For the
yeah,
E,
yeah.
It seems the E, the tongue is being pushed a bit forward.
A bit. It is a bit intense. Your tongue moves a bit when you say E.
Bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is just gives a push.
Yeah, it's a push. Mm-hmm.
Good. Monica, can you try? Monica, can you try?
Are you speaking? Because I'm not hearing anything. Is anyone speaking? Hello? Can you hear me?
I hear you, but I don't know if is the teacher able to hear you or me?
I don't know. It just
is
disconnected
this Monica?
Me. This is Monica. Who is it?
Oh, okay. This is Marie.
Marie, hello.
Hi.
Did
I
you
think
get
we
disconnected
to...
only?
No, I did not, but I've lost the teacher.
Yeah, I lost the teacher too when she asked me to say the vowels.
Yes.
It disconnected me. I think someone joined.
Yes,
I think I'm
going
to have
to... I can hear you too, but I can't hear the teacher.
Okay, I can't hear her either.
I've reported it
she's
on the
muted.
Chat.
I see
yeah,
that she's
is muted.
Uh-oh.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes,
yes now we hear you.
Yes,
but you,
okay.
Somehow it went into mute. I don't know.
Yeah,
how
muted the whole time.
I was able to listen to all of you speaking, but I was like, am I audible?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll continue with Monica pronouncing E. Okay, now
someone
I understand. When I tried to mute RA, I think I muted myself.
Okay.
I thought I muted him. Monica, go ahead and try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, E.
Yeah. Can you try all the four together?
Okay. E.
Once again, please.
E.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, just depend on the diacritical font for now. Small lowercase a, uppercase a, lowercase e, uppercase e will be and e, e. Once you know the Nagri script, then you'll be able to use only that.
I have a question.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Because I'm looking at the Devanagari script, and I don't see that tall a. I have the double a, the phonetic, you know, double a.
That is another way of writing.
Okay.
You've got three ways to represent a long vowel.
Okay.
One would be you put a lowercase a and a horizontal line over the top.
Right.
Another way is using capital A, or you can use double small lowercase a.
Okay. And so what about the E? Because I'm not seeing a capital E. And
it's
so
very similar.
Okay.
You can either put lowercase E or a lowercase E and a horizontal line over the top.
Okay.
Or a lowercase E double. I mean, you double the lowercase E. E will be E.
Because the one I'm looking at, the way that they, the suggested way of pronouncing this E is as in pray, A. A.
That is A. That is
no,
not E.
No, there is E. I'm looking at it and it's suggesting you pronounce the E as in pray. No, that's not
no,
how you're
not.
Teaching it. So that's different. So I guess there are different ways of learning the Devanagari, and I didn't realize that until just now.
It's not like that. It's just A-A-E-E. That is how you say it. Ishwaraha. When you say Ishwara, E, that is the E.
Mm-hmm.
If you say A, that becomes a different vowel altogether.
I see. I'm going to take a picture of this and send it to you email so you can see what I'm
looking
at.
Sure. I would see in. Because I even when I was going through to get some examples for you guys, I saw a lot of different the words that they have been used.
Yeah.
Maybe it is the local, your pronunciation of that particular author that motivated him to write that.
Yeah, sure. I will share this with you. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sure. You're welcome. Yeah. So next on list is U, as in U. Okay, it's U. Again, it's a short vowel, as in cook, U, ow, U, U, ul, U. So we'll try to pronounce this now. Elan, can you try?
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Very nice. Ooh. Okay?
Ooh.
Can you try to pronounce all of them together? E. Ooh.
E. Ooh.
Very nice. Yeah. Just the long vowel of a has to be taken care. It is not a, it's a.
Okay? Ah.
Don't move your mouth horizontally. It is only vertically open.
Ah.
Yeah, ah.
Ah.
Yeah,
ah.
Very nice. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so welcome. John, can you try? Okay, that is the short vowel. It's the third in the list. I mean, short, long, and third set is oo.
Oo.
Yes. So this basically uses your lips to produce the sound. Oo. If you say, your lips get to the front, and you tend to pronounce it with that.
So it will be rounded, right?
Yeah, it will be rounded. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vivine, can you try?
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. Once again, please.
Ooh.
Yeah. Can you try to pronounce all the vowels? So far?
Ooh.
Your voice is breaking. Very nice. Ooh, okay. All right. Robert, can you try? Very nice. Ooh. Okay. Jessica, can you try?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. Now just ooh. We'll get into ooh next. So can you try to pronounce all of them together?
Sure.
Very nice. Mary, can you try?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
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 Yeah. Don't elongate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you repeat? Once again, please. Very nice. Yeah, that's good. Ari, can you try? Good. Once again, please. Very nice. Very nice. Monica, can you try? Okay, so your mouth will be rounded for this. Yeah, all right. So the diacritical font for this will be small or lowercase u. So the next vowel is oo. 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 So again, here it is elongated. The position of the mouth and everything is going to be the same. It is just that you are elongating the sound of oo, oo, oo. Okay? Elaine, can you start trying it?
Oo.
Yeah, as in wood, pool, oo. Okay?
Ooh.
Yeah. Can you try all of them together? I'll pronounce it once for you. You can listen and then recite it. Yeah, very nice. Can you try once again? Are you able to understand the differences? If you've got any doubt, you can ask me now.
I think I understand. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Good. John, can you try? Once again, please. Wonderful. You got it right?
Yes, thank you.
All right, yeah. Vivine, can you try? Excuse me. Can you try to say all the words together?
Yes.
Ah,
ah. Whoops. Start over.
Ah, ah.
E, e. O, o.
That's good. Can you recite it again once for me?
Ah, ah. E, e. O, o, o.
Yeah. So you got it?
Yes.
All right. Good. Yeah. Robert, can you try?
Ooh, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
E, e. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah. Once again, please.
E, e. Ooh, ooh.
All right. Got it?
Yes.
Yeah. Mary, can you try?
Ooh, ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
E-E-O-O.
Wonderful. Are you able to feel the differences in the sounds?
Yes.
All right.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Jessica, can you try?
O-O.
Okay. Great.
A-E-E-O-O.
Wonderful. Once again, please.
E, o, o.
All right, yeah, it's nice. Who is next? Who did not say it? Are
I?
You pronounce. Oh yeah, yeah. Monica had to say. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. O, o.
Very nice.
E, e. O, o.
All right, good. That. So the diacritical representation of oo, the long vowel of oo, is capital U. Again, it varies from text to text. Most of the text uses small lowercase u along with a horizontal line over that for all of the long vowels. A few uses double u, some lowercase u, and a few use the capital U for it. So now try to find out your the vowels in your names, in each of your names, and see how do you write it diacritically. Only these, a, e, u, u, if at all any in your name. See how you try to write it diacritically with your name. Experiment it with your name. So yeah, you've got any doubts so far? You can ask if you have got any doubts. Hello? If there is no doubt, then we can close the class for today. Shall we?
I only have one doubt, but about the timing. Like, is it always going to be U.S. time? Like, for instance, in the U.S., they're going to change the time in the 8th of March, I think. So
okay.
We have to adjust to the time in the U.S., right?
Yeah, correct. You're correct, yeah. So it will be half now before, is it? I mean, what is the kind of change shift that you'll be getting at? What's the time that you are coming to attend? It is 9 p.m. So if they change it, then what is the time it would be?
For me, now it's 11 p.m. I think it would be 10 p.m. later when the time shifts.
So if that is fine for all of you, like if we continue with the same timing?
Yes, for me it would be fine. Actually, it's better because 11, it's a little late for me.
Yeah,
I was thinking
through that.
Yes.
So yeah, then that should be fine. Then I will just stick on to the same timing. If any of you have got any other problem, just let me know. You can email me so that we'll try to set based on that. All right.
I am just not sure how many weeks we are going.
Well, we don't have any specific time for that. Okay, just a minute. I'll just stop the recording and then we'll continue the discussion. Thank you all.